What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am super excited about this part one and part two that you're going to hear with me and Ashley. We are going to talk heavily job searching. So it's the top of the year. Ashley is a girl that I met on Instagram who I fell in love with her content and her consistency around being a career and development coach. And I know I brought a lot of coaches on to the show more recently, but y'all, when I say her perspective is so fresh around just something different, that's not, I feel like we don't talk enough about like job career and how it impacts our mental health, but job seeking, job advancement, job career development is something that I'm really passionate about, just bringing you a lot more personal development things on the podcast. So this is part one of this two-part series that we're going to do around seeking jobs, job hunting, and I just think you're going to really enjoy Ashley's perspective and wisdom. And like I said, she is a career coach, and if you're interested in just investing in that for yourself, definitely check her out. All of her information will be linked in the show notes. I love you and happy new year, and I can't wait to be back on the podcast with you all in March. I hope you have a good one, and I'll talk to you soon. Now let's get into the show.
The Therapy is a Christian podcast is all things mental health and Christ. We specifically talk about how mental health and God are merged together to foster growth, healing, and making mental health a normal conversation. I'm your host, Roz and Renee, and welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Therapy is a Christian podcast. I'm your host, Roz and Renee, and welcome to another episode of the show. And y'all, I'm super excited about this interview today because I'm going to be interviewing a girl that I met on Instagram. Y'all know that I am make friends with everybody, but I randomly made a new friend on Instagram. Her name is Ashley. And so Ashley is a career coach for high achieving women. So I'm going to let her go into her whole spiel of who she is. But I love Ashley because she is literally one of the most consistent people I ever have seen online. But she, and I always tell her, like, if I was ever to go back to work, I would hire her as a coach. So I wanted to bring her on here because I know that me being an entrepreneur, my scope of corporate America and working a job is often limited. So I can talk to you all day about the entrepreneurial journey, but like growing your career, growing financially, what that looks like is something that's huge for my audience. But also career growth can be something that if you are something that you're interested in, it can also really impact your mental health, especially as it relates to finances. So I want Ashley to kind of just go into her whole spiel, but why don't you just say, hey, sis, and tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Sure. Rosalind, thanks so much for having me on the podcast. I am so thrilled to be here. You are my friend. I'm also a big fan of yours. So this feels like a really special moment to be on a podcast that I listen to all the time and to now be a guest. Hello, listeners. My name is Ashley Ashire. I am a career strategist, and my commitment is to help women make more money and have more impact in their career. I am the founder and CEO of Mentor Me, a professional development company for high-achieving professional women. And I help women in corporate, nonprofit, and educational leadership secure high higher level salaries and step into fulfilling careers. Over the last 3.5 years, I've helped women earn almost $1.5 million in salary increases, raises, and promotions. In fact, to date, we are about $70,000 away from 1.5. So if you are trying to find and secure a new role over the next couple of months, you can be a part of that 1.5 mission that I'm trying to get to over the next couple of months. But just really excited to be here with you and share my expertise with your audience.
Can we just pause for the cause and say $1.5
million? $1.5
million
in salary increases, raises, and bonuses. Just actually over the past week, I've had mentees earn about $40,000 in salary increases. So the number went from 1.3 to 1.43 just over the last like week. So like I said, we are literally like about $70,000 away from 1.5. So I'm like, if the girls can gather themselves in my DMs to join my program so that we can get to this 1.5 over the next, like, I'd love to get there over the next 8 weeks or so, that would be really major.
So part of the reason, again, why I asked Ashley to be on is because she offers such a very realistic perspective when it comes to just career development, career advancement, which is something that's super different from the wave that we have experienced with the pandemic of entrepreneurship and like this change in career and all of these things. So why don't you kind of give us a little bit of the baseline and tell us a little bit how you got into mentoring and helping women advance in their careers?
Sure. So I would say that I've been mentoring all my life. I'm the oldest of seven. I'm a big sister. So I've been mentoring the children, the youth, right? For like my entire existence. But the foundation and the development of Mentor Me happened about 3.5 years ago after a friend had recently applied for a job. She had applied for a job. She got through the first round of interviews. She was preparing for the second round and asked me to, you know, help her, support her, sort of coach her through it. I was mocking some interview questions with her, talking to her about successfully negotiating a salary offer. And she was just kind of like, Ashley, like, this is really good. Like, this is like you're really helping me. I was like, oh yeah, you know, happy to help or whatever, girl. And she's like, people, you know, people would pay you for this. This is not like standard information. Like, I couldn't Google anything that you told me. Like, this is like, you know how to look for a job. Like, this is just the basic stuff you're supposed to do. She's like, no, this is not basic. This is elevated. People don't know how to do this. People will pay you for this. And I've long been, like you mentioned, in the public eye. I have a podcast. It's called School and Life Podcast. I founded School and Life about 5 years ago. I've been podcasting and sharing my expertise in that platform for a long time. And so once I got that feedback from a friend, I was like, you know, on the podcast, I was like, hey, you know, I have some expertise around career development. If you feel like you would need support in career, you know, schedule a call with me. And I was like, you know, hop on a call with me for 60 minutes. I'll charge you $37 and we can talk about your career. And they were like, $37? I mean, yeah, I was just like, because I was like, this is stuff people already know. So I guess I'm just reminding people what they are. Like, I didn't recognize that I had deep and immense experience. You know, sometimes you like, you don't recognize you smart or something, right? Like, I have deep and immense experience in this. I just thought it was commonplace, but it was selling like hotcakes. And I recognized that, like, I was really helping people. Like, even, you know, 3.5 years ago, like, I was helping women see massive salary increases. We're talking about $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. And that was like happening on a regular basis. And so over the course of the last 3 years, I've taken that kind of infrastructure of like, call me if you need some help, you know, to really actually building out a defined program and curriculum and proven strategies and supportive mentorship to really help women more consistently see those salary increases in a framework that I know works for them. And so that's how we kind of transitioned over the last 3.5 years.
So one of the things that my listeners don't know that I do before I do podcasts is I always meet with everyone before I meet with them. And you brought such an interesting perspective about lifestyle. And I want you to kind of talk a little bit about the lifestyle you've created for yourself, but also the one that allows really the women you help and what you invite them into to do the things they love. Because I think that oftentimes, especially we're in our careers, we can often feel and get comfortable with where we are, that we don't see our career as an opportunity to really do something we love, see as an opportunity to really make more money, utilize the skill set, we often think, oh, I just got to go get another degree, or I have to go get another certification, or I have to go do this other thing, especially for Black women, because we always feel like we got to prove ourselves to everybody. But talk about for you, like, what it has been like for you to not only create that lifestyle for yourself, but also help women kind of go into that and have the freedom to do the things that they love.
Sure. My lifestyle choices are really intentional. I'm a very intentional person. You know, like, I'm probably the most rigid, structured, like, type A person you'll ever meet. And in my sort of my operandi, right? Like, sort of how I approach the world is based on my values, right? I'm a value-led person, professional, Christian, woman. And those values, my top three values are peace, joy, and ease, right? Peace, joy, and ease. If it's not going to be peaceful, if it ain't going to bring me no joy, if it's not going to be centered around ease, I'm not doing it. If it is, I'm running towards it, right? And I think that it's so critical that we, like, really understand what our values are. One, we understand what they are. Two, we understand what they mean to us, how we would define them. And three, we measure our life's alignment with those values. Like, a lot of times people will be like, I value faith. I value, you know, if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, you know, I value my church community. I value, you know, my faith walk or whatever, but then they don't go to church. They don't read the Bible. They don't engage in faith practices. They don't spend time with other believers. They're not in devotion. Girl, you don't value that. Like, I understand it's cute. Like, it's cute to say you do, but you legitimately do not value that every day in your life, right? And so it's not about pretending. It's literally about building a life that's aligned with your values, and where you are not aligned, where you're misaligned, getting aligned, you know, getting in alignment. And so how that relates to career is that, you know, my job as a mentor is to help you get real clear on what you value, get real clear on, you know, what you care about, right? Like, one of the things that I've really been focused on over the last year is helping women be honest about valuing money, right? Well, you know, I just want to do something I love. You know, I just want to follow my passion and my purpose. Girl, you have bills. So, like, what, can we stop playing a game? And can we get honest about valuing wealth in this economy? And in this economic structure, like, we live in a capitalistic society. This is not socialism. So girl, here, you got to have a value around money if you're trying to pay your mortgage. So, like, let's just be honest about it. Like, let's be honest about the fact that we do value money, but that's rubbing up against our value of, like, fidelity and service and just helping people, right? Altruism, for example. Like, it's okay to, like, even have opposing values. Like, that's something that we can work through in mentorship. And then, you know, I might refer them back to you to work through it in therapy, but we can work through it. But I think sometimes we refuse to be honest about our values, or we don't even know what our values are, or we're not in coaching or therapy where we can measure the alignment and actually do that work. And so we're just floundering in a circle of madness and confusion, not really honoring who we are and how we show up in the world, and actually moving with that to advance our career. And so, for example, like, if you value, I don't know, let's say you value flexibility. And for you, flexibility means, you know, you don't want to go into the office every day. You don't want to report from 9 to 5, right? Then why do you keep applying for jobs that would require you to do that? Right. Like, and, you know, why are you, so, like, my job as a career coach is to help you, one, understand what your values are, two, understand what they mean to you, and three, measure the alignment. Where you're out of alignment, then we're going to build a career development plan to help you get in alignment so that you can step into fulfilling careers.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And I'm so glad you talked about values. I'm so glad you talked about alignment. And I'm so glad you talked a little bit about money, because a couple of things that come to mind is I have so many things to say to this, but you talk about the average, like, increase of income that your clients get. sometimes that is like somebody's whole yearly paycheck. How much, like literally these 3% increases that our job be giving us every year is literally $50. Okay. And so that is sometimes the difference between you being able to go on a vacation, you buying a new car, you being able to put your kids in daycare or a better school, or being able to buy a nicer house or have more space. That is actually bringing you more well-being to your life by that simple measurement of financial increase. The other thing you said, which going with in alignment, why are you like picking jobs that don't even align with what you want? There's a lot of limiting beliefs that it's even possible to do that, which is, again, and I would love for you to go into this. You talked about this to me, but strategy and support. Like, you need people to give you support and honestly a bird's eye view, which is really what I believe holistically therapy does, is just really help you address yourself in the place that you wouldn't even know these things are there, or that you have limiting beliefs around. You're like, oh, well, I just need to apply with what I apply to a job that I know I could get. But really, like, what is it that you really want? And that there are opportunities out there for you like that. And so I think that the financial difference and increase that could once one raise could do for your life could be the difference between you literally being able to take a vacation, like not just take a day off work, but like actually taking a well-rested vacation. So like, talk about that.
Sure. So on average, my mentees see about a $30,000 salary increase after working with me for 8 weeks. I will tell you that on average, I serve women who typically come to me making about $60,000 in salary annually. I primarily serve women in the United States. I do have women in Canada, in the UK, in different countries, but primarily serving women in the United States. So we're talking US dollars. After working with me for 8 weeks, for 2 months, on average, my mentees see about a $80,000 or $30,000 salary increase. So they're ending up at $80,000-$90,000 after working with me for 8 weeks. A $30,000 salary increase. So how that's going to show up in your check every month. Like, we're talking about real dollars and cents here. We're talking about a little bit over $2,000 more in your check every month, right? So we're talking about the daycare bill, right? We're absolutely talking about the vacation. We're talking about getting the kitchen remodeled. Like, we're talking about real life things. And when you talk about improvement to your daily life, yes, we can finally get a new car and we can get the foreign because now we can, pay the car note. Like, we're talking about real things, right? And so I think that sometimes, when I am talking about $1.5 million salary increase, you're like, yeah, girl, okay, like that sounds like a marketing campaign, but I'm really talking about your actual life and your actual bills and how I can actually help you make more money and have more impact in your career. And you're right, it's often the limiting beliefs that women have about themselves or about the world of work or about, career that keeps them from investing in their career development to actually get the support that they need. So for example, one of the biggest limiting beliefs is that I have to go get another degree, another credential, another certification. I gotta wait till, my boss gets fired, somebody else get hired. I gotta wait till I finish the degree I'm in. I gotta take this certificate course. I gotta get this, assessment done. Like it's a lot of like, I can't use what I have. What I have isn't good enough. You're right. This is so true for women in particular, Black women. Even more specifically, we live in a society that tells Black women that they're not enough, that their value, that their immense value is not enough. And a lot of the work that I do is working to sort of unlearn that really bad and toxic behavior so that
women in all actuality, we're really like,
literally your literal 70% is somebody else's 110. Like if you would just show up and do the work, like, and this is why one of the sort of mottos of Mentor Me is that it works if you work it, because I'm so intentional about serving a very specific audience, right? Like my programs are screened. You can't just like go on a website and pay to join me, right? Like I'm talking to every woman who comes into my program because I really want to make sure that I'm operating in integrity, that I'm intentional about the women that I'm accepting, and that I am really accepting women who I know I can serve. And so I think that limiting belief number one is like that you can't use what you have and get what you want. The skills that you have are likely very valuable. And my job as a mentor is to help you position them as valuable, right? It's not that they're not valuable. It's not that you're, it's likely that you're not well positioned. So that is something that we're really going to work on together. Number two is that it's not available to you. Like, I think that lots of women, like once women become aware that career coaching is like a thing, like I think a lot of people are like, oh, like I had that in college, but I didn't know that was like available for adults. But once they, you know, become aware, it's like, oh, all the women that Ashley served, and they must be special and different from me, right? There's no way that like the women, like who I am, that would fit. Maybe, you know, she doesn't work with women like me, or I've got fired before, or I don't have this degree. You know, it's like sort of this discounting of themselves and their skill sets. And so I want to share with you that it's available to you. Like there is nothing special and different and unique about you so much that I can't serve you. It's not that you're not special and different. That's not an anomaly in my work. So I can still serve you. Mm-hmm. And the third limiting belief that I wanted to talk about is this idea of as soon as, right? So as soon as this happened, as soon as the kids get back in school, as soon as my husband finishes, his project over here. And as soon as, you know, my boss, as soon as next year, like it's a lot of soon as. And so one of the things that my own mentor invites me to consider is how I can do without delay, right? Like how I can do things without delay, how I can take action on when I hear things, because I think that a lot of times high achieving women are researchers. Well, you know, I'm just doing my research. You know, I just been looking into it. You know, I'm just trying to see, like, girl, you trying to see to death come, right? Like it's time to move beyond seeing and taking action. And so if any of those limiting beliefs are things that you struggled with, I invite you to sort of move through those and into a belief that would allow you to take action.
And so with that, then you've worked with a lot of women and help them get, you know, to results quickly. What are some of the challenges that you've seen people have with career advancement and even more so career pivots? Because I think pivoting is one of the things that especially has happened with the pandemic, where the great resignation, they call it, where we are just like, I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to work this job the way I've been working it. There's also become like this disdain in some way of this overworking and like overdoing and like quiet quitting, which I know you could go in all day on that. But like with all of the trajectory of like what's happened the last 2 years, what have been some of the challenges, even with clients, that you've seen from their desire to grow their career, but also kind of experiencing that burnout feeling, not really wanting to like advance, but really just not also really knowing that they have a great skill set. To be honest, a lot of it is like, in my opinion, I know I'm going on a tangent for real quick, but just a lot of it is a lack of self-awareness. And because that lack of self-awareness is there, there's often this feeling of, I feel like I have to do this, not that I really want to do this.
Yeah, I would describe that feeling of self-awareness, and you are really astute to pull that out. I would define that as not being able to clearly articulate their value in a way that will make employers take notice, right? So it's a lot of like, I'm a team player, I'm a hard worker, I'm reliable, none of which employers are looking for in today's market. Girl, this is not 1982. Nobody's looking for a hard worker. Nobody's looking for a team player. They're looking for someone who can drive outcomes, who can drive deliverables, who have expertise around system optimization and product development and project management. Like there's a way in which you need to be able to talk about your skill set that's actually going to make either your current employer take notice and see you as someone they want to give a raise and promotion to, or for another employer to hire you, right? And this isn't just about like using big words or like swapping out words. It's about seeing your own value, right? There's a significant lack of career confidence, and it makes sense, right? These employers have been wearing you out. They have fired everybody. You the last one standing. You know, they won't hire nobody else. They in a hiring freeze. You the last one standing. They underpaying you and, you know, congratulating you in paper certificates that you can download online. I mean, it's like they're not really giving you any anything. And so no wonder that you devalue your own skill set. But my job as a mentor is to kind of pull the plastic bag and help you see your bright, shiny self and your fullest self, right? And help you learn how to speak about your expertise in a way that's actually gonna make employers take notice. One of the things that we really work on in my program is called positioning as a problem solver, right? Every job description that you see is a problem. All a job description is an employer saying, I have the following problems. Your job as a job seeker is to position yourself as the problem solver. And how you do that is by talking about your demonstrated experience related to solving that problem over the course of your career. You saying you a team player don't solve nobody problems. You saying you a hard worker and you're reliable and you're easy to get along with is not solving anyone's problems. And so we really need to elevate the way that we speak about our skill set. And that is really going to help us be more employable, which is why my mentees see such success. So I would say in terms of what the biggest gap area is for women when it comes to advancing their career, that's the biggest gap area. When it comes to career transitioners, I think it's that everyone thinks that project management is going to save them, right?
Okay, I got to pause you and tell my quick little spiel, because you got in on me. We talked about this. Okay, y'all, because entrepreneurship is... It's the hood. I ain't gonna lie. It's ghetto. Okay. It's ghetto here in these streets. Okay. I'm currently hair braided down, maybe, but normally I don't look like this. So I remember I was like, oh, I have done so many things with processes and systems. I can organize anything. And randomly was thinking about going back to work. And I was like, okay, I don't want to do therapy anymore. I don't want to do this. And randomly took a Google certification that was like $36 a month. I think I paid for 2 months, finished the certification. I was like, I'm going to be a project manager. These folk out here making six figures, I'm going to project manage somebody's life or business or somebody working in a corporation, somebody. And I was like, I paid to get my resume redone, all the things, and started like applying to jobs. And really it was God that was like, you need to have a seat. But I told Ashley about this. So I want you to give your spiel, because we truly do think like project management does make coin. However,
yes, absolutely it does. And like
I went and found another whole certification, like
you and 1.5 million other people, right? So like 1.5 is our number for this episode. But like truly, like I understand, girls, I get it. You know, everybody want to be a tech girly now. Everybody want to transition to tech. Everybody want to be a project manager. You're getting your, you know, LinkedIn learning certifications. I understand. I see you, right? And I value you and I honor the work that you are like attempting to do. Like you're like trying to be savvy. I understand. What I think you might not understand is that one, you don't need a degree, a certificate, another certification to be a project manager. If you have demonstrated expertise in that space, you can position yourself for those kind of roles and it's available to you. But I feel like what is the gap is that it's like everybody's rushing to one way. Everybody's rushing to the tech bubble. Everybody's rushing to be a project manager. Everybody's rushing to get the certification. And do you not see what's going on? I mean, like, let's be really honest. I mean, you value stability, but you run into a tech company?
Facebook literally just Meta.
Fired.
They laid off all these people.
Like, I actually have a mentee who's gone through my programs who recently, over the last year, secured a role with Meta and is now unemployed, right? And so, like, and I just, you know, caveat here that I support my mentees who find themselves in those kinds of situations, and I'm always here to serve them. But, like, what I'm trying to explain to you and to listeners, too, is that I think that often we kind of get caught up in a trend, we kind of get caught up in a hype, and we're not being strategic and intentional about our career development. So when it comes to career transitioners, this is something you want to do in partnership with an expert. I'm not saying don't trust yourself. I'm not saying don't follow a trend. I'm saying do it in alignment with your values and with the supportive coaching of a mentor, so that we don't find ourselves, you know, taking on contract gigs that are paying us $165 that we can only secure for 18 months, because our mortgage goes beyond 18 months is the thing. And I don't want you to be searching for another job in 4 months, right? So let's just be strategic. Let's be intentional. We can absolutely take risks. If you are like, I'm done with healthcare, it's time for me to get into education. If you're like, I'm done with education, it's time for me to get into hospitality. I am here for you. And we can build, you know, a career development roadmap that allows for that, but we're going to do it strategically. We're going to do it intentionally. We're going to do it aligned with what you're good at. We're going to do it aligned with your values. And I think one of the final things I'll say about this is we're also going to do it in alignment with what you're not good at. Ooh. Right? You don't like dealing with people, but you want to be a project manager. You don't even like people. Project managers are dealing with projects, people, systems, budgets. You got 17 different stakeholders. They're all reporting to you and you don't like people.
You're in constant email threads. You get emails from random people.
Notification after notification, dependency after dependency, but you don't like waiting. It's like I have mentees who are like, you know, I really want to transition into human resources, because I want to help people, but you actually don't like processes. You don't like rules. You're a risk taker. You're an innovator. Ain't nothing innovative in HR. Nothing. They've been doing the same, but you say, you know, so I'm not saying you can't be the innovator there. What I'm saying is let's make sure it's value aligned. Let's make sure that it's not aligned with our weaknesses. And then we find ourselves in an uphill battle, right? You remember my value was around ease. I'm not saying it's gotta be easy.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.